Hey, good evening, everybody. My name is Pichit Sis. I'm back here today. What a good day. It's a very drizzling day today. Very, very drizzling. Everywhere is cold. So cold. Back again for you, junior designers. I hope you love my last episode about what you should know as a young designer, and it's not just you having a degree before you becoming whatsoever you want to be, or achieving whatsoever you want to achieve. But what we'll be talking about today is more or less about them typography tips. And let me first introduce myself, and let me do my intro. Like, what's up, everybody? What's up, young designers? Good to meet you. Good to have you here today. So we'll be talking about typography tips. Let's go on, man. Hey, so we are back. So now, as a young designer, I think what you should be, you should try and focus more in terms of typography is like as much as possible to my own opinion, I think you should try as much as possible to run away from probably handwriting fonts or probably some script writing font, because you might not really get your, if you are not good with typography or probably good with proper alignment, it might actually have probably gives you a little bit of confusion when you're trying to design some little piece or probably some few things. Stand, probably try to stick to more of sans serif, and as much as possible, probably just try as much as possible to stick to like one or two fonts. If you can do away with one font, it will probably be much easier, probably do more justice for whatsoever you're trying to do. And because maybe when I was like trying to be, when I was learning, trying to be an upcoming designer and trying to be who I am, it wasn't that easy for me to like master my font choice, because of course, it is what it is. In the early 2000, probably I think around like 2001 or 2002, thereabout, is more or less like you combining a lot of like script writing fonts with a serif or probably a sans serif, just trying to just do everything so I can actually impress whosoever you're designing for. But no, I said it's a big no. Big no, guys. It's a really big no, guys. I think what you should do more is like try as much as possible to stick to a font or two, and I would advise probably you use more of sans serif, because of course sans serif has the bold, and a lot of sans serifs has the bold and the light one. Try as much as to use a family. Okay, let me put this. Try as much as possible to use a family font that has the bold, slim, that every size or every style of font, bold, slim, thin, condensed, extended, extra bold, extra bold. If there's something after XX extra bold, so as much as possible, you know, like you can actually create your own hierarchy in terms of fonts by saying, okay, you know what? Let me use a vertical for an example. Probably you are using F, for example. You are probably using a Bebas Neo, or probably you are using a Dean. You understand? So you can actually articulate you can actually use the extra bold versus the extra light. It gives a better contrast in whatsoever you are doing. Now, probably I should just give like outline, like let's say five tips or five styles or five tips about how to use your typography tips, how to go about your typography tips. Maybe I will start out by saying number one should be your font selection, which I've mentioned earlier. Probably use a sans serif font. Yes, a sans serif font. So the bold versus the light, or probably use combine two sans serif fonts. Maybe you're using a Bibal New versus probably a Vertica, or a Bibal New versus a Montserrat Light, a bold Bibal versus a Montserrat Light, or a bold Montserrat versus a Bibal Light. Or probably use a Bibal Light versus a Bibal Light, a Bibal Light versus a Bibal Bold, or mostly has to be a Bibal Bold, which is the where you start your hierarchy. The most important word should be the bold one, then other things should be a little bit light, so you can actually attract more attention to what you are really talking about. That's number one. Number two, try as much as possible to know what your hierarchy is. Like I said, just want to know what your hierarchy is. When you are trying to do a typography exercise, or probably to do some certain piece, a certain design, as much as possible, try as much as possible to know what size of font you're using versus the smaller one versus the bigger one. So if you try and create an hierarchy, a depth between what you have as the H1, which is probably the biggest header, versus what you have as probably your paragraph, or maybe your other smaller text level, I call it maybe your body copy, or probably your other copy, you understand. So what I think you should do is to at least have hierarchy, which is in terms of sizes, or size of fonts, and number, like size of fonts. So let me put number three. Try as much as possible to add leading. So let me describe as leading. As leading is more or less like a vertical or horizontal space in between your text. Okay, probably you have a text that is not, maybe you have you try to create a header, and the numbers of text you have on that is not that is not as wide as what you are trying to, it's not as wide, and yet you still don't want to make it bigger, and it might not probably be looking nice in terms of like making it short, or probably making it smaller. You can just increase the leading in between a little bit, so you can just like create some little spacing in between the text, you know what I mean, you understand. So you know what I mean, just at least put some spacing between the text, just to make it like have a little bit of balance, you understand. So number four, I would say measure. Okay, I can describe measure as probably looking for optimizing reading experience. Like if you have it, probably you're doing a book work, and a text that is not spilling into your, of course having an hyphen and breaking a text in between, like at least just like just try as much as possible to just tap that particular text down. It won't do anything, just tap that particular text down, so you at least you have a proper readable text block. Like for text reading, like to make sure that whosoever is reading your text wouldn't identify that, okay, this person doesn't know what he's doing, or probably know what he's doing. At least you have a little bit of you have a little bit of like you have a little bit of, I would call it neatness in terms of how you put your text. Like you make sure that, okay, what you've just what the textbook or maybe a book work you're trying to design add this unique and this neatness, so you don't have like, let me say you have a contribution and you have contribution under, or you have a once you are trying to type probably you want to type an experience, and you're at the far end of the of your paragraph you have experience falls on the next line, it doesn't really make sense. You can at least just like just tap the X to just have a proper experience on the next line. Then I would say scaling. Now don't elongate fonts. That creeps me out. I don't understand. don't elongate fund. Don't drag a fund from the top, or probably drag it from under, or drag it from side or left. Try as much as you do, make it proportional. Whosoever designed the fund is not stupid. If I want a condensed fund like Biba, a condensed fund like Futura, a condensed fund like Dean, I'll rather go for them. Say you're not like Air for that matter, probably an Helvetica regular, and what you can only do for an Helvetica regular is like trying to like elongate it, dragging from the top, or maybe trying to make it big. You're not trying to drag it proportionally, you're not like trying to like customize or trying to just make it look horrible. Ah, please don't do that. Please, I'm begging you, please don't do that. That creeps people out. People are not stupid. Please don't do that. We can go about it by just making proportional, drag it from the side. And when you're dragging, you have to press your shift on your keyboard so as much as possible to have a proper proper scaling, and so it won't look horrible. I think that's 4 or 5. Yeah, I think that's 4 or 5. I think you should be able to be. That should be enough for today. So I would say your scaling, your measure, your leading size, and font selection. Please try as much as possible, young designer out there. Put this into consideration when you're designing. These are more or less like one of the basic principles of designing. If you can put all these things together into your design, I believe within a short period of time, you can actually grow out of that stage of like, you know what, I'm a young designer, and I can't really do some fantastic job. I can't really do some great job out there, and you can always like start matching up with whosoever you are trying to have as a mentor. If not matching with them, at least you can start, you know what, start doing things, start creating pieces that, you know what, that could be close, a little bit close to what the so-called world class or maybe experienced designers are doing. So all in all today, I think this should be a great fit for you. Try as much as possible to know what you're doing, and you know what, don't think about how much you feel about this. Success is what you should hope for. Success is the best thing about success is that when you fail, and you fail and you fail again, and you try and try and try and try again until you get it better. Thumbs up, guys, and I would talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much. Have a great day.